Hello everyone, I'm Liam and welcome to another episode of Exploring the NQS, a bonus series from the Early Education Show, exclusively for our Patreon supporters. So if you're listening to this, that means you're supporting the main show, which means I want to start with a big thank you. The main show will always be free, but those of you who choose to actually support us financially really, really help us and the show out. In Exploring the NQS, I take a look at one element of the National Quality Standard, one at a time, until we've covered all 40. My background is as an early childhood educator and teacher, centre director, and I currently oversee professional learning and development for Northside Community Service, a not-for-profit early education provider based in Canberra. Now, over the last month, we've completed all four elements of Quality Area 4, so that means it's time to do one of our Quality Area Overview episodes. So we're doing an overall look at Quality Area 4 staffing arrangements. This is an opportunity to think about how all the standards and elements we've talked about in Quality Area 4 work together, and how you can think about approaching quality improvement in this area as a whole. All right, so let's start with the big picture. So really what the staffing arrangements is sort of getting at is obviously a big focus on educators. So we look at Quality Area 1 was really about our learning programs. We then had health and safety, then the learning environment in Quality Area 3, physical environment. So this is really the kind of last major big piece of the puzzle for quality provision of early learning to children, which is educators. So the first thing we want to think about is that we're really thinking about how educators work together and how educators work full stop, because that's really the ingredient for success for children's learning and well-being is actually educators. So it's not resources, it's not whatever you can get out of the latest catalogue, it's not whatever, you know, innovative new program with a fancy acronym is. It's educators working directly with children, learning the skills, improving their practice, and acting professionally and engaging with children. And this is really important, not just for the day-to-day work around how children learn and engage and work together. It's also important from a quality improvement perspective. One of the things we have to do under the National Quality Framework is have a quality improvement plan. We need to focus on self-assessment and improving what's happening in the service to support children. And that can only really be done by educators. Educators have to be a huge part of that process. So what this quality area is really trying to getting at in the sort of first point is that we need to have a strong focus on educators. It's about being child-centred, but the people who are centering children are educators. So being educator-centred, and focused in our work is hugely important. It's also then about how educators are then organised. So where, you know, which rooms are educators placed in? What are our staffing levels in particular rooms? What are the numbers of children we have in spaces? So that organisation of educators, which is one of the elements of Quality Area 4, is really important, because that's about supporting, obviously, supervision, so to ensure children are healthy and safe in the spaces we're in, as well as, you know, that well-being piece, that children, you know, that as they need, have access to educators, that we can engage with children in small groups and individually, so that how the educators in the centre actually move around is a really important part of that operation in the sex in the service. And that's often coming down to the centre director and the management, but educators often have a say in that as well. And it's about then that those teams and how they're placed in the centre are coming together to achieve a particular outcome. So that organisation piece is really important. And then the last sort of part of the big picture of this quality area, really that idea of professional identity. And I talked a lot about this in the last two elements of Quality Area 4, professional standards and professional collaboration. How educators think about themselves and how the people who manage educators think about them as well is hugely important. If educators don't value themselves and the work they do, or if they feel that the people they're reporting to don't value the work they do, then they're unlikely to have a strong sense of professional identity. And if you don't have a strong sense of professional identity, you're not particularly inclined to maybe do a very good job. So that idea that we value educators and that educators value themselves actually has a direct impact on outcomes for children. So it's not just a sort of nice thing to have, it's not something that we'd like to see. We really need educators to value that work. And we can sort of approach that in a couple of different ways. A lot of it is just that value piece from leaders and management, that there's discussions about how important those roles are. But it's also obviously bringing educators in, making sure we're consulting with educators, particularly around, you know, program and practice pieces. There'll always be a lot of things that just have to happen in a service, but are educators feeling like they have a voice in how the philosophy of the service is developed, how it's implemented, but, you know, particularly how particular activities, experiences, engagement, long-term projects, how are they done in the service? But honestly, a lot of it comes down to just regularly talking about the role of the educator and talking about it from a professional position, you know, having meetings where it's highlighted that, you know, that all these programs and amazing plans we have to be implemented by the educators in the service. So the professional identity piece is a really important part of this quality area. All right, in these quality area overview episodes, I like to sort of provide three sort of things to focus on. So if this is a particular quality area you're looking for particularly quality improvement focuses on, here are some three things that I would look at. And I've referred to sort of all of these in one way or another throughout the Element episodes as well. The first one is that recruitment induction orientation beat, that sort of HR piece, we might call it. This is hugely important to this quality area. We really want to be setting the standard for how the service expects educators to perform and to behave as early as possible. Ideally, you know, in the ad that's going out, then in the interview, you want to be really clear with people that this is the standard we hold ourselves to, and it's not okay for anyone to just walk in the door and start doing that job. So that's a really important time to be outlining the centre's philosophy, outlining how and why we do particular things. That's a really important process to do. And obviously that's mostly going to be done by, you know, the director or the assistant director or the management of the service. But for educators working in the service as well, you know, when a new educator comes on board, making sure that we're really being clear with that person around, you know, this is the way we do things at this service and this is why. And making sure that's obviously being done respectfully and in a way that makes the new educator feel valued. But that first, you know, 3 to 6 months is really crucial. It's much harder to sort of redirect someone to a different way of performing and behaving, you know, 1, 2, 3 or more years down the track. You want to do that right at the start. That really builds a professional approach to how educators operate in the service. The next piece is around that sort of performance expectations and how we manage people's performance. Again, another sort of leadership role, but having really high standards for how people particularly engage and interact with children, and then having a process where that can be respectfully and where possible, positively called out, and that people, you know, are aware of how they're performing and aware of how their skills and strengths are in engaging with children, but also where they want to improve that practice. This is a really significant part of quality area four. People, you know, need to know if their performance is going okay or if it's not, and those performance expectations are really important. It is also one of the hardest things, I think, to do under the National Quality Framework. It's, you know, the jobs are really stressful and difficult and complex. It can be hard to call out people's performance, but it is a really important part of the work we do. So making sure that there are, you know, there's a service culture where that's okay and people don't feel shame and are feeling really bad about themselves. That's not what you want, but where people are sort of pushed to exceed and pushed to do well in their job, that's one where there's really high culture of expectations and people do really amazing things for children. And then the other sort of piece is that idea of really focusing on how we can bring teams together, how we can bring educators together to share knowledge, share ideas, you know, reflect together, or even just, you know, talk about themselves and their roles in ways that enable them to go back and feel like, you know, they've got a full tank again. They can go back and try some amazing new things. This is, again, a real big challenge in the sector. The sector is not set up to allow us to do this very well. We have to do staff meetings out of hours usually. It's very hard to get people out of classrooms. We have to cover them and meet ratios. All those challenges are there, but there are ways around them, and there are ways to sort of to make sure we can still be having those times. And you know, you can really think about what works for your service. It may be that you know, the meetings are done really quickly, the beginning and end of each day, or that you can bring people, you know, get people to bring their lunches into a particular meeting so they can eat and restore themselves while they're doing that. I've talked about that in one of our other quality area elements, but bringing people together to talk about their practice and share knowledge, that's a really critical part of this quality area. We talked a lot about that in the professional collaboration element, but how we do that really has a dramatic impact on how educators then go and interact and engage with children as educators. All right, and then the last thing we do with these quality area overview episodes is to have a look at the new exceeding themes from ASEQA that were brought in last year as part of the changes to the National Quality Standard in 2018. So the first exceeding theme is practice is embedded in service operations. So in terms of what that means for sort of staffing arrangements, this is really about saying, you know, how does the service really bring the idea of how educators operate and work together into the day-to-day running of the service in ways that are above and beyond the sort of normal? So what's set up to allow educators to come together and build professionalism? So this would be, you know, if you have a really unique and creative way of having regular meetings with educators, that'd be a great way to demonstrate that you're embedding this in service operations. But particularly that those meetings are then not just, you know, sort of meetings that we just do every week because we've got them planned. They're really about aligning everyone with the service philosophy, maybe reviewing and developing the service philosophy and how it aligns with, you know, maybe something like the Early Childhood Australia Code of Ethics, so that those meetings are really focused on professionalism and educators coming together and learning about themselves and their colleagues and how they can go back and support quality practices with young children. You know, that's a really great way of demonstrating how this is an ongoing part of service operations. Really, really important. The second exceeding theme, is that practice is informed by critical reflection. You know, this might seem on the face of it like a challenging one to engage in critical reflection, the kind of, you know, where educators are placed and how they're working. Critical reflection we often think about more in terms of quality area one educational program and practice, but you know, in terms of the particularly standard 4.2, so if we're looking at professional collaboration and professional standards, there are a lot of ways we can critically reflect on how that's currently working for the service, how it's currently working for teams. And we can start obviously by educators reflecting individually, reflecting on their own work, and there are some different ways you can engage in that process. But also that there are that they're able to respectfully discuss the work of other colleagues and that they're happy to have their own you know, approaches to engagement with children or documentation or all those kind of things discussed and engaged with by a supportive team. So engaging in critical reflection around professional identity is actually a really important part of the process. And it might be great, you know, to look at the Guide to the National Quality Framework, and there's some questions there that can be posed about how educators work and how they work together. And they might be great starting points for that critical reflection piece. And then the third and final exceeding theme is practice is shaped by meaningful engagement with families and or community. One way that this can be looked at is in terms of does the staff team reflect the community you're in? Is it a team of diversity? Do you have people from different backgrounds and cultures? There's a real strength in bringing together different parts of our community to support the children of that community. So, you know, having a rigorous approach to that is actually one way you can sort of demonstrate an exceeding approach in this area. But it's also about, you know, how do we help the educator team engage in professional and meaningful relationships with families. So not just the, hey, how are you going at the beginning and end of each day, but, you know, actually helping families understand the work of educators and educators doing some really deep work about understanding the backgrounds and communities that families are coming from. There's a few different ways you can sort of approach that, but that you can then point to in terms of the work that's happening with children that's actually being improved by that deep relationship. You can definitely do some work around that. All right, well, with that, we've wrapped up another quality area. We are four down and three to go. I'm really looking forward to starting quality area five, relationships with children. It's probably my favourite quality area of the National Quality Standard because to me it really comes down to the most important part of what we do, which is engagements and interactions with children. So I'm really looking forward to tackling the elements of that. But as we do after the end of each quality area, I take a quick 1 week break just to catch my breath and keep going with the other parts of the podcast as well. So no new episode next week, but after that, we start with element 5.1.1 and then only two quality areas to go after that. We will nearly have explored the entire NQS. So thank you for everyone who's listening. If you're enjoying the show, please share it with a colleague. We don't really do any marketing or advertising. We don't sponsor any posts or anything like that. So the only way these sort of get out is word of mouth. So if you're enjoying this show, please, you know, let a colleague know. So until you hear from me in 2 weeks' time, it's goodbye from me.